I'd like us to consider this evening how we are to learn from Christ and what instructions he gives us. This morning we were in Matthew chapter 11 and we looked at verse 28 of Matthew 11 where Christ says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And we thought on what an audacious statement that is, that any man can make. Come to me, and I will give you rest. But we continue this evening in verses 29 and 30. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So in the authorized version it says, "For I am meek and lowly in heart." So this morning we briefly considered how the world's rulers and rich people would never say, "Come to me and I will do this for you or do that for you." They would never make promises that they knew they could not keep. They would never consider to make such promises of relieving poverty or sorting out the world's problems. But they know that they cannot keep them. But Christ, in and of himself, says that he will give rest. But he also makes another astounding statement in these verses that none of the world's rulers will ever make. You will never hear our prime minister, dare I say, or the king, or any prime minister of any country say, "I am meek and lowly." They would not do it. They would not say that they are proud, that they are haughty, and that they are arrogant. They would not say that. But they would never say, "I am meek and lowly." Meekness is seen as weakness, which of course it is not. It is the greatest strength of all, to be meek, to be truly meek. As we thought briefly this morning, Christ laid himself down completely. He completely sacrificed himself on behalf of others. He did not lay claim to his correct rights and privileges, where he could have argued, "I am innocent. No man can charge me with any sin." He never made those claims. He never called in on his true and correct person and being that he is. He willingly submitted himself to suffering to save his people. That is true meekness. That is true humility. And that is the nature of Christ. And he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." And that is what he calls to all people, but that is what he calls to all who have come to him. Have we come to him? If we have come to him and we are his children, whether we have been his children for 1 month or 10 years or 50 years, do we learn from Christ? Do we take his yoke upon ourselves? Do we learn to be meek and lowly? It's a great challenge, isn't it? If we examine our hearts and think, how do we live? How do we live our lives? Are we always looking for how we are to be exalted, how we are to have the right and the privilege, when we are to learn from Christ and be meek and lowly in heart? And Christ tells us that if we so live, we will find rest to our souls. We will find true satisfaction. We will find true pleasure. We will find true contentment. And none of this world's gains will be of any interest to us, because we will find contentment in Christ. So the first thing we should consider is, take my yoke upon you. Christ does not promise to his people a life of ease and pleasure. He does not say, rest up, you have nothing more to do. You have trusted me, I will take you safely to heaven. What he says is, take my yoke upon you. Now, a yoke is obviously an old agricultural term that perhaps we're not so familiar with in this day and age, in the cities especially. But a yoke obviously is where there would be a yoke of oxen to pull the plough, and the farmer would direct his oxen as to how the furrow was to be ploughed. But it would be two, and the yoke would be laid across them so that they were kept in unison. And Christ says to us, take my yoke upon you. So we are to be yoked with Christ. Christ is alongside us. Are we walking in unity with our Savior and our Lord? Or are we constantly trying to pull in a different way from the way he would direct us? Take my yoke upon you. That yoke of service. What do we do for the Lord in the church and in our personal life? How do we witness for him? What do we do in his service? And he says, take my yoke upon me and learn from me. And what are we to learn? Well, perhaps it is what follows next. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. I am meek and lowly. That is what we are to learn, how to be meek and lowly. So how do we learn from Christ in serving him? If we are doing something for the Lord in the church, whatever it may be, how do we learn from him? Well, may I suggest some ideas, and hopefully you can think of others besides. But if we are serving the Lord, we will know great answers to prayer. If we are serving the Lord in teaching children, we will pray to the Lord for wisdom, for strength. And so often we will find that word come to mind that would encourage the children, that would provide an illustration to them, provide some way of illustrating the teaching that we are trying to convey to them. And we find answers to our prayers in that. We find answers to prayers if we are not only teaching children, but whatever service we do, for strength to do it, for wisdom to know how to do the right thing, what better way we can plan the work, what better way we can do the work each week, what needs changing, what needs adapting. We find constant answers to prayer. We will find that as we serve the Lord, as we witness for him, more and more arguments will come to our mind about how we can instruct people, how we can show the truths of the Bible, how we can better reach them with the word of the gospel. And again, we know answers to prayer. And again, we learn how to be patient and wise in serving the Lord. We realize that it's not just done in one hit. It's a long work. It takes time. It takes patience. The fisherman learns to be patient, to know where to put the rod and throw the hook, but also to be patient, to wait for the fish to bite, to be wise to know what bait to use, but to be patient in waiting for the fish to bite. And sometimes we need to learn to be patient, to be gentle with those who listen to us. Are we meek and gentle with those we would seek to witness to? Or do we start to lose our patience? And do we start to raise our voice? Because to our mind, they do not understand. They cannot, why can't you fathom this? Why can't you understand it? Why don't you listen to what I'm saying? We can get frustrated, perhaps. But we need to be like Christ, to learn from Christ, to be meek and gentle, to be patient with those we speak to, remembering that we were once blind, we were once lost, we were once far from Christ. And it's not that they are not, that they lack the intellect to understand the gospel, it's that we are all blind to the truths of the gospel unless the Lord works by his Spirit. So don't lose patience with those who seem not to understand what you are saying to them. But be gentle, be wise as Christ was. Are we lowly and humble in our service for the Lord? Or do we think, you must listen to me, I'm the teacher, or I'm obviously presenting you a good reasoned case. You must listen to me. Christ could easily have said that. But we don't find him saying that, or even with that attitude, when we read the Gospels. And yet everything he spoke was the truth, and was presented with great humility and gentleness. Yet at no point did he say, you must listen to me. He was never proud in his presentation of the truths of the gospel. And so we must learn to be patient, to be humble, to remember that without the Lord's grace to us, we also would not listen. We also would not take in these truths. We must be patient and gentle and humble in the Lord's service. But also we should learn from the Lord in our daily devotions. This is part of the yoke of Christ. Do we have a disciplined life so that each day we rise and we seek the Lord? Maybe it is difficult with our timetable to find time to do proper devotions first thing in the morning. And it can be difficult that to find that time even in the evening when we are tired. But each of us needs to work out from our daily lives what is the best time for us to seek the Lord's face in our daily devotions. I was taught as a young believer to seek the Lord early, and it became my habit by the grace of God to read the word and to pray early. But I have learned that that is not possible for all. Some of us are not early birds. Some of us wake up in the night time. But if that is your better time, seek the Lord then. But each day we must all have some discipline where we seek the Lord's face, where we confess our sins, where we review our lives, and we aim to resolve issues within our lives. Each day we should be reading the scriptures, learning more from Christ, of Christ, so that we can better serve him and love him, so that we can better live for him. If we read and meditate on the scriptures, then we will learn from Christ, because this is his word, and he is to be found throughout scripture. Psalm 45 that we read earlier, I hope all of you were thinking, this is about Christ. This is about the Lord Jesus and about how he goes forth to save his people with his sword to conquer the hearts of lost souls. And then he presents his church, the bride who is adorned in gold. The scriptures are full of Christ. We are to see him there throughout scripture. And so we are to learn from him. We are to learn from the Lord in prayer. Each day, as I say, we should be praying. But it teaches us, as we pray each day, to be patient. I'm sure that some of you have been praying for family members for many years, and you continue in that prayer because you want to see them saved. You want to see them to be the Lord's. And it teaches us to be patient, to wait on the Lord and his timing. It is hard, it is difficult, but we must wait on the Lord and trust in him. But also it teaches us to keep praying, to keep bringing our family members to the Lord in prayer, asking him to remind them of what they have learned, of what they have been taught, and that we keep praying to the Lord, knowing that he will hear, he will answer. And so we are to learn from Christ. Again, in so praying, it humbles us. We realize that we are totally dependent upon the Lord to answer our prayers. That in and of ourselves, we cannot save them. The Lord must save them. We cannot do it. And so it helps us to be humble and to be gentle in our prayers, because we rely on the Lord and we submit to his will, to his timing, because he will do his saving in his time, and he will follow his agenda and his timetable, and we are to be submissive and meek. We are to be as Christ, lowly and gentle, meek. But also in trials and difficulties, we learn from Christ. Whatever our great difficulties and trials are at these times, whether it is physical suffering, whether it is that we are in financial difficulties, whether that we face persecution, or great difficulties at our place of work, whatever our difficulties, whatever our trials, maybe there's family relationships that need to be improved, whatever those trials and difficulties are, we take it to the Lord. We learn to trust in him. We learn to be patient with him, and with knowing that he will hear our prayers. We seek to resolve whatever the issues are, patiently, meekly. We are learning from Christ. We are to seek what Christ would have us do, how Christ would have us live, how Christ would have us resolve these issues. We go to Christ and ask him for wisdom, for insight, for discernment. We can find none of these things in and of ourselves. We know that we must go to Him. And we learn from Him that that must be our first port of call, as it were, to turn to Him in prayer. But what do we find? What is His promise? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. If we are learning from Christ, if we are seeking Him first, if we are taking His yoke upon us, we will find rest for our souls. Very often we try to solve our problems on our own. We try to work it through in our own minds. And we forget to ask the Lord to help us, to give us wisdom, to give us insight. And when we try to work it out for ourselves, we find frustration in ourselves. We find that we are agitated, that we are not happy. But if we are trusting Christ, then and asking, seeking His face and asking His wisdom, if we are willing to learn from Him, to be meek, to be gentle, to be lowly, humble, then in all of these things, in all our trials, in all our service, in all our prayer, in all our daily devotions, we will find true satisfaction in Christ, true meaning to life, true contentment, not desiring this world's goods, not thinking that we must have more, a bigger car or a bigger house. That is not where contentment is found. Contentment is found in Christ, in trusting Him and looking to Him alone. He will give rest to your souls. Not rest in terms of sitting back and doing nothing, but rest, contentment, satisfaction in serving Him, in living for Him, and in pleasing Him. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Christ does not say that there is no burden in the Christian life. He says there is a burden. There is a yoke. There is service to be done. There are difficulties to be endured. But they are easy. They are gentle, is perhaps the better translation. And the burden is light. It is as nothing. Why? Because it is His. He has laid it upon us. And so we will gladly serve Him and live for Him. After all that He has done for us in giving Himself so freely to save us from our sin, we will gladly serve this Master. We will gladly be yoked with Him to go His way. Not pull against Him, pull away from Him. And His yoke is gentle. It is easy on us. It is not something that is irksome and harsh and troublesome. But it is something that we are pleased to do because we serve with Him. This world's yoke is harsh, is irksome. So much that we find in this world brings us down, brings us displeasure. We find that it is fading, that its promises are never kept. It seems good for a while, and then we discover it was all just light and froth, and that there is no true depth to this world. And we find that it lets us down, and that it does not live up to its promise. Oh, its promise is false. and his burden is light, but this world's is heavy. It will bring us down to hell and will take us away from God forever. But his burden is light. It lifts us up to heaven. So we are to be sure to be serving him. We must learn from Christ that we are meek and lowly in heart. How do we seek to serve our Lord? Are we willing to learn in his school? That school of humility. That school of gentleness. That school of meekness that does not demand our own rights, but that seeks his rights, that seeks to serve him and to love him, that does not stand upon our own self-esteem, as it were, but seeks Christ's glory, seeks his lifting up, so that we do not project ourselves, but we are concerned for the other, and that we want them to come to Christ, whatever may be the cost to us. That is how Christ lived. That is how meek and lowly he was. That he was willing to give up himself completely so that his people could be redeemed. Is that how we are prepared to live for each other and for our Savior and for the lost? That we are willing not to stand upon our own rights, but to give them up and to be of use to Christ in his service. We have all, I trust, come to Christ. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now do we continue to learn day by day from him, that we take his yoke upon us and we learn from him, for he is gentle and lowly in heart. And so we will find rest to our souls, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light.